you, O Lord.
James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came forward to Jesus and said to him, Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you. And he said to them, What is it you want me to do for you? And they said to him, Grant us to sit one at your right hand and one at your left in your glory. But Jesus said to them, You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink, or be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? They replied, We are able. Then Jesus said to them, The cup that I drink, you will drink, and with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right hand or at my left is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared. When the 10 heard this, they began to be angry with James and John. So Jesus called them and said to them, You know that among the Gentiles, those whom they recognize as their rulers lord it over them, and their great ones are tyrants over them. But it is not so among you. But whoever wishes to become great among you must be your servant. And whoever wishes to be first among you must be slave of all. For the chosen one came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. Morning. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Good. May God's peace and healing be with you all. When I first read the request James and John had for Jesus, I thought that was very rude. They came to Jesus and said to him, Teacher, we want you to do whatever we ask you to do. And it's not a question. They didn't ask, Teacher, can you help us to do something? Or could you please do this for us? They requested Jesus with a commanding tongue that, Teacher, we want you to do whatever we ask you to do. And they said whatever, not just something, this or that. Is that how you talk to your teacher? At least not for me. As an authority in Chinese culture, it is very important to respect your teacher as well as elders. And I still remember when I first came to the States, one of my friends, he called his father by his name. And I was shocked. And I asked him, why do you call your father by his name instead of calling him father or dad? And he looked at me very confused, like, why not? It's just the way how he called his father. And this, of course, is just one of the culture shock that I've experienced. And in Chinese culture, you will never see someone calling their parents by their full name. And it's the same as calling your elders and other authorities. In the ancient time of Israel, respecting elders is also a very important tradition to keep. For instance, in Leviticus chapter 19, it says, You should rise before the elders and honor the aged. Therefore, teachers and elders are highly respected at that time. So if this were the culture as Jesus' time, then how come James and John could ask this kind of question to Jesus? If I were Jesus, I would get very angry and give them a very good lesson about how to respect your teacher. However, Jesus instead showed very much patience and respected his disciples by saying, "What do you want me to do for you?" James and John replied very directly, "Jesus, let one of us sit your right hand and one sit your left hand." Now we know that they are asking for privileged places of authority in God's kingdom. The disciples, like most of the Jews in that time, they had a wrong idea that the Messiah's kingdom, they thought that Jesus would establish a very new earthly kingdom that would free Israel from Romans' oppression. And James and John wanted these privileged places in that new kingdom. And however, it seems like they missed everything Jesus has said to them about his suffering, his death, and the resurrection. And Jesus' answer for them was, "To be honest, you guys really don't know what you are asking for." They made two mistakes, misunderstanding by requesting Jesus, "Let us sit on your left and right." First, since the end of chapter 8, Mark chapter 8, Jesus had been talking about his suffering, death, and the resurrection for three times, since chapter 8 to now chapter 10. And Jesus taught his disciples again and again what he was about to facing and what his disciples was about to facing as his followers. However, his disciples still have the expectation that Jesus is a Messiah that could establish a totally new kingdom over Roman Empire. Jesus knew that, and he knew of their misunderstandings. That's why Jesus asked them, "Are you able to drink the cup that I drink, or be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" And secondly, they misunderstood the meaning of God's kingdom. We know that God's kingdom is not about power and control. It's about the service and sacrifice. So Jesus said, "Whoever wishes to become great among you must be servant, and whoever wants to be first must be slave of all." Jesus turned the order of the earthly kingdom upside down. The greatest one is not to be served, but to serve all. Doesn't this sound familiar to you? A few weeks ago, we were talking about the argument among disciples on who are the greatest. Do you remember that, what Jesus replied to them? Jesus said, "Anyone who wants to be first must be the very last and the servant of all." Disciples were asked exactly the same questions, and Jesus gave them the exactly same answer. Who wants to be the first must be the servant of all. We can see that it's quite important for disciples to have a need to be great, to have a need to be number one. It is actually surprised to me that how those disciples have spent so much time with Jesus, saw all these miracles and walked with him, and still didn't get the fact that the greatest person in the kingdom of God was a person who had the heart of servant. And on the other hand, I feel comfort and a little surprised how Jesus was so patient and kept teaching them the same thing again and again. If I was a teacher and my students act as disciples did, I would get crazy, and how could you still didn't get my point? God's patience and self-giving love are the good news for me today from our scriptures. We get tempted and caught by the power, but Jesus showed his patience and self-giving love. Even when the other 10 disciples get angry with James and John, and Jesus was still pretty patient and very open to teach them. I remember when I was in the Chinese congregation, there was a sister that many of us will call her Sister Mu. She was and still a very good example for me to learn from, to serve others. And for our Chinese congregation, every Sunday worship, after the worship, we will have a meal together. And she is the one who would prepare most of our meals. And she would get up very early at 5 o'clock in the morning and prepare for food for over 50 people. And right before the service finished, like half hour before, and she will run to the kitchen and prepare for the food and get ready. And additional, there will be a few other brothers and sisters came to help to bring out the food and serve everyone. She does not speak often. I'm sorry. It's kind of odd for that. So she does not speak very often. But I always remember her big smile, and she would come to every table and ask if there's anything we need. She's an awesome example for me to learn how to be the servant of all. And this week, in our congregation, as Pastor Jim mentioned, we will lift up volunteers who offer the hospitality, the ushers, the greeters, and people who serve in the coffee time, and many more. This hospitality is a way that we are the servant of all. In reflecting one of our leaders, John Hansrud, although John asked, don't mention my name. I feel it's bad if I quote, but don't mention his name. He wrote this, In our hospitality, we want to show Christ's face to all. Showing Christ's face to all, that's how this group expressed their worship to God. Right before I came in, John gave me this little sticker, this yellow sticker. If you can see, today for our hospitality, for volunteers who serve today, and this will stick on their name card. So when you see them, please give a big thanks for them for how you have shown Christ to all of us. And thank you. For today's sermon, I want to end with another request for all of us. You may have figured out that I like to leave questions and requests. Here's a little homework for all of us. Think about yourself. Think about what are the things that I have done to serve others. And what are the things I can do in the future to better serve others. May God bless these words. Amen.